Professional road race bikes have different gear sets for different days, thin wheels and light yet strong frames. That's a lot to factor in. But luckily for the cyclists, they have a mechanic on hand to get things prepped in the morning and fixed at night. Mechanics like Jeff Brown, who I caught up with before one of the stages was due to begin.
Well, there's a group of three of us mechanics. We all basically do the same job. Most of the work is done in the evening. And then this morning is just basically tire inflation, putting the spare bikes on top of the race cars or the following cars, and putting the race bikes on the other cars to transport them to the start. That's it.
So, well, the race is due to start in under an hour. So we're just now here by the team cars with all the bikes on top. So how much do one of these things weigh?
6.8 kilos complete.
And there's actually a rule, isn't there, about how little that weight can be?
Yeah.
Small, even.
The weight is 6.8 kilos.
So you're right on the dot.
We always try and make sure that every bike is right on the dot. Everybody has a choice of shape that they can use and size, what have you. The handlebars, the smaller riders use a narrower handlebars. The bigger rider uses a wider handlebar, a longer stem, a shorter stem. The bikes are basically made to measure for each rider.
How many bikes does a rider get through, really? So I guess only when something bad, a crash happens, do they swap or do they just swap anyway just for freshness?
No, I mean, here at the Tour, each rider, if you include their time trial bike, every rider has four bikes. So they have the race bike, their primary race bike. Then they have what we call their first spare bike, which goes on the first chase car. And then everybody has a second spare bike. So we have many, many plan Bs and plan Cs.
Well, then it's no wonder that there are so many cars with bikes on top following them.
Before, it wasn't like that. I mean, this is my 13th Tour de France. And I remember when I first started, every rider had one spare bike and that was it. But now we're just basically every team is a rolling bike shop. We leave nothing to chance. Everything has to be able to be done here at the Tour.
So post-race, what do you have to do to get everything back on track for tomorrow?
Okay, so after the race, we'll arrive at the hotel and we'll have to first wash the bikes, clean them. We'll double-check them, make sure everything's okay. We'll go over them. We'll replace a few small pieces if necessary. Perhaps a guy needs new handlebar tape, new brake pads, maybe a cable here or there. We'll have about 2.5 to 3 hours worth of work after the race tonight.
So regular maintenance and spares on tap are the key to a panic-free ride. That was Jeff Brown, mechanic for Team Garmin Transitions.